This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. How many of you in the midst of the planting season have been concerned about your health and well-being? I'm asking because of what I read from Australia the other day. I'll talk about it after this.
There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We count it. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seed bed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/everyinch.
With the success of the Case IH Digger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride, more power to the ground, with less burning and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing.
During the very busy seasons of the year, during harvest in the fall and during planting season right now, we talk a lot about farm safety, understandably because farmers are more in danger this time of year, but we don't talk so much about their overall health during a very busy time. And I saw this story the other day from Australia. ABC, in their broadcast from Australia, pointed out that yes, farmers are being encouraged over there to do some exercises. You see, it's harvest time. They're in the midst of harvest, a very busy time in the land down under. And some farmers are being told to stretch, whether it's in the cab or outside against a tire. One Aussie farming body over there, the Mali Sustainable Farming, has developed a program called MSF Cabin Fever, trying to keep farmers fit and healthy with a tractor-based exercise program. Physiotherapist Shane Morrison says whether it's stretching right in the seat against the steering wheel or outside against the wheels of a vehicle, the basic exercises aim to prevent muscles from seizing up. Shane says our bodies are designed to move. They are not designed to sit there 10, 12, 14 hours a day. The more movement we do, the better our bodies do, Shane says. And Shane pointed out if they can get some farmers stretching, farmers might feel better at the end of the day, the end of the week, or even the end of the year. And these busy times in the field can be a taxing time, to be sure, when many producers tend to neglect their well-being in a bid to get the job done. Sounds familiar? I would suggest it's not only happening in Australia, but probably this time of the year for some of our U.S. farmers, too. I'll be back after this.